Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And check out the video. Brand new video will be up today. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And all the other things that are there that our Brain Trust members have helped us provide for you at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Tom Hegna is our guest, H-E-G-N-A. His book is called Paychecks and Playchecks. He's a certified life underwriter, among other credentials that he has acquired to help you with your financial life. Tom, we're talking about retirement, and I want to combine retirement and estate planning together in this segment if we can. Now, you mentioned this product, and you've talked about that before. Tell us the name of that product again, the life annuity.
Yeah, lifetime income annuity, which is just guaranteed paychecks or guaranteed playchecks for the rest of your life.
Let's say you're trying, you're in your late 50s, early 60s, you all of a sudden you realize that, you know what, after 2008, you took a hit in the stock market maybe, or your house value is, you're in a market where things aren't too great, and there are a lot of people who got hit pretty hard by 2008, Tom, as you know. What would you tell if they're saying, okay, I'm a little bit weak, I've got some money saved, but I really need to try to ramp up over the next 5 to 10 years. What would you have them do?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd make sure that I was in products where it wasn't going to happen again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's nothing to stop this market from going back down in 2012
right.
or 2013.
Right.
So, you know, number one, make sure you've got some protection. And I have a whole chapter in the book on insure your investments. You know, people have homeowners insurance, they have auto insurance, but they got $1 million sitting in a 401k with no insurance
mm-hmm.
on it. And you can literally transfer market risk over again to an insurance company so that you get the upside of the market, but you don't have to get the downside.
How do you do that?
Well, that would be a variable annuity that you can transfer much of the downside risk over.
So you're saying sell stocks and buy a variable annuity.
I'm not saying that necessarily. What I'm saying is, if you don't want to lose money, and Jim, the risk.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying that if you want to fund a variable annuity, you're going to have to, money's either going to have to come from somewhere, and you're saying one of the ways to come would for that to come from would be your out from your 401k stocks.
Or your mutual funds, yeah.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, everybody loves no-load mutual funds because the fees are low. But, you know, they found out in 2008 those market loss fees get to
right.
be pretty high when the market
right.
goes down, you know. And there are products out there where you can get the upside of the market. You don't have to have the downside of the market. And I think for a lot of baby boomers right now, those products make sense because you don't want to lose money right before or right after retirement because a loss in your portfolio right before or right after retirement can have a devastating impact on your entire retirement.
So let's say you had $250,000 put into an annuity. What would that get you? Would that be an amount to put in?
Yeah, I mean, $250,000 is fine, but I mean, again, it depends on your age. The younger you are, the more you'd want to lean towards the markets, a variable
right,
account
right.
where you could have the upside of the market.
No, I'm talking about people who are in there. You know, they're in the upper quartile of the baby boomers.
Yeah. Well, if you're in your 50s and 60s, you got to remember you could very well live into your 90s.
Right.
All right. And a lot of people forget that they still have 30 or 40 years. So
mm-hmm.
you know, even people in their 50s or 60s need to have some amount of money. That is exposed to risk, whether that's commodities or stocks or bonds. You need to have some risk, or you're not
mm-hmm.
going to get the reward because you're not going to make it in a 1% interest rate environment.
Mm-hmm.
It takes 72 years
right.
for your money to double at 1%. So that's not going to do it. You've got to take risk. But at the same time, you've got to put a floor under that so that if the market does crash, that you don't lose more money.
So you're just talking about diversification with an insurance product.
Absolutely, and that you understand what these products are. They're really risk management tools. It's not whether an annuity is good or bad. People get on the radio, they say, oh, annuities are bad or annuities are good. I'm not saying that. I'm saying they're risk management tools, and people who are concerned about losing money in the market, but they'd like to make the money if the money market goes up, those are the type of people that should be looking at a variable annuity.
And so they should be talking to their financial advisor about these products, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. You know, and then if you're older, let's say you're in your upper 60s or 70s, you need to start looking at income products, a lifetime income annuity that will guarantee you income for the rest of your life, and the payout rates are significant. They're much higher than what you're going to get if you go down to a bank and buy a CD.
And you can get the kind that pay you for life, and that
amount
would be less, or pay you for a fixed term, 10-year, 20-year, or whatever, and you get the kind that if you die, the company keeps the money, and if you die, your family continues to get the money.
Yeah, I mean, you know, less than 8% of people buy the kind where you buy an annuity, and if you die, the insurance company keeps your money. 92%
right.
of all people
right.
want some guarantees going mm-hmm. to their spouse or their kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but again, I talk about all the different types of vehicles, you know, in the book to really give people an in-depth look at each of these and how they could be used.
Tell us how we can find you and your book online, Tom.
Yeah, well, so, you know, the website is paychecksandplaychecks.com. But for your listeners, I'll give a special deal, 20% off that they can get. I do something for financial advisors. If they go to tomhegna.com/advisor with an O-R. So it's tomhegna.com/advisor with an O-R. They'll get the book for $19.95 instead of the normal.
All right, so check that out, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about estate planning. We're going to talk about what happens when you're gone. Are you prepared for that? Stay with us. Tintel. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.